The series on worship, week 3, Baptism and the Confession of Faith. Number 1, the Sacrament of Baptism. John answered, saying to all, I indeed baptize you with water, but there comes one stronger than I, the strap of whose shoes I am not worthy to loose. He shall baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. Luke 3, verse 16. Apocalypse Explained 475, section 20. These words, in Luke 3, mean that John only inaugurated them into knowledges from the Word respecting the Lord, and thus prepared them to receive Him, but that the Lord Himself regenerates man by means of divine truth and divine good proceeding from Him. For John represented something similar as Elijah, namely the Word. The waters with which John baptized signified introductory truths, which are knowledges from the Word about the Lord. The Holy Spirit signifies divine truth proceeding from the Lord, and fire signifies divine good proceeding from Him. And baptism signifies regeneration by the Lord by means of the divine truths from the Word. Apocalypse Revealed 378. The meaning of these words is that the Lord washes or purifies man by the divine truth and the divine good, and that John represented this by his baptism. For the Holy Spirit is the divine truth, fire is the divine good, and water is the representative of both. For water signifies the truth of the Word, which becomes good by a life according to it. True Christian Religion 144. To baptize with the Holy Spirit and with fire means to regenerate by the divine truth that belongs to faith and the divine good that belongs to charity. The same is meant by these words of the Lord. Unless a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. John 3, verse 5. Water, here as elsewhere in the Word, signifies truth in the natural or external man, and spirit signifies truth from good in the spiritual or internal man. Arcana Celestia 98:18. To be born of water denotes by means of truth, and to be born of the Spirit denotes the consequent life from the Lord, which is called spiritual life. The New Jerusalem and Her Heavenly Doctrine, number 202. Baptism was instituted to be a sign that a man is of the Church, and as a memorial or reminder that he is to be regenerated. For the washing of baptism is nothing else than spiritual washing, which is regeneration. Number 203. All regeneration is effected by the Lord through the truths of faith and a life according to them. Baptism therefore testifies that the man is of the Church, and that he can be regenerated. For in the Church the Lord is acknowledged, who alone regenerates, and there also is the Word, which contains the truths of faith, by which regeneration is effected. Number 207. Let those therefore who are baptized know that baptism itself does not give faith nor salvation, but it testifies that they may receive faith and be saved if they are regenerated. Invitation to the New Church, number 45. The correspondences by which the Word as to each and all of its parts has been written possess such power and strength that they may be called the power and strength of the divine omnipotence. For through these correspondences, the natural acts conjointly with the spiritual, and the spiritual with the natural. Thus the all of heaven with the all of the world. From this it is that the two sacraments are correspondences of spiritual with natural things, and from there is their strength and power. Questions. Number 1. How might the words of John the Baptist, I indeed baptize you with water, but he who comes after me will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and with fire. How might these words be related to the baptism of an infant by a minister in the new church today? How might this be different for an adult baptism? Number 2. The Lord said that a man must be born of water and the Spirit to enter into the kingdom of God. How does this relate to what the heavenly doctrine teaches about the salvation of Gentiles, those not baptized? Number 3. Notice that New Jerusalem and her heavenly doctrine says, "Let those therefore who are baptized know that baptism itself does not give faith nor salvation." What might the inclusion of the words, "those who are baptized," imply? Question 4. Just how powerful is the sacrament of baptism, and why? Number 5. How can man regenerate? Can man regenerate in this world without being baptized? The question is not whether he can be saved, but whether he can be regenerated. We are taught in True Christian Religion 571 that if a man enters into reformation in this world, he can be regenerated after he dies.